The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good Monday morning. Gosh, January the 26th, 2015. Our phone line 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It's Monday. Going to be a great week today, this week. Lots of things happening. Lots of people on. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. And, wow, what a beautiful weekend it was. It's currently 38. Are you sure? No, 41, excuse me. The weather has changed a few digits there just in a moment. Currently 41 degrees and mostly sunny today with temperatures around 72. A slight chance of showers tonight. Yoo-hoo, bring them on. Chance of showers tomorrow, Tuesday, and Tuesday night. Then we reach another sunny 68 on Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy around 45. And we'll get more of the forecast later, but that's from the National Weather Service here today. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And speaking of warm friends, 80 degrees, 80 degrees this weekend, maybe even warmer. And not only that, sitting at our console today is our intern, Elton. Good morning.
How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing fine. And how's life out at Simpson?
It's pretty good. It was a little uneventful this weekend, but we got some practice in.
Well, good. And Elton plays, he's the catcher on the Simpson baseball team. And, of course, you know, out at Simpson, it's not really real eventful out there anyway, is there?
No.
I mean, it's kind of quiet. Y'all just kind of like
it's
move
pretty peaceful,
from spot
yeah.
to spot.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question because I'm not sure. Maybe you guys have covered this before, but I haven't heard it. So when you start to play baseball and you know I'm going to – this is something. How old were you?
Actually, I was kind of a late bloomer. I played tennis when I was like 6 or 7, and I ended up picking up a baseball bat like 8 or 9, and I started to like that. So
is that late?
I don't know. A lot of kids start playing t-ball pretty early nowadays.
Okay.
Well, like Michael started playing t-ball when he was like 4 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. Some of the parents get him going right away.
Well, okay,
he may not have been that young, but t-ball, as they start, they put the ball on a stand and the kids hit it and run. They play it after that. It's just there's no pitching. And then they start pitching, I think, the next year, or the parents pitch.
Yeah.
So, in other words, the idea is that not like when I grew up, that when, you know, it was just really, really competitive right from the very beginning. It teaches the kids better fundamentals, I believe.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So
well,
and now so here
the,
you are.
Well, yep. The question I was trying to get to was the idea of being, in my mind, the catcher of a team is the most intense position. You got the ball. I mean, besides, you know, of course, batting and then catching an outfield or shortstop. But you have that ball coming at you. And plus the position you're in as a catcher, you know, your knees and you're squatted down behind the home plate. How did you go into, I'm going to be a catcher?
Actually, I didn't really catch till I got to high school. So my knees are a little bit fresher than a lot of people's because some of these kids are catching right from the beginning, and so by the time they get to my age, they're done. So,
his age? How old are you?
I'm 22.
Well, you know, you can see why if you spend your life, you know,
squatting down years and years
of that, it's going to affect your knee joints.
Yeah, I'm still good, but let's see how long that lasts.
Well, most catchers, but you see, you have catchers going into the big leagues. How do they maintain their strength in their knees and their joints like that? Are they on drugs or something?
It's tough, but you see a lot of the good catchers good hitting catchers later in their career, they'll be switched positions. They'll usually go to first base.
Yeah.
That way they could be in the lineup every day. And that way it saves the length of their career a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think they said, too, is during the series they were saying, is that this one catcher, the catcher for the team that lost to the Giants. I can't remember who that is.
Oh, Salvador Perez.
Yeah, this guy started every game where the catcher for the – or he started more games than any other catcher did. But the guy that that catches for the Giants, who Bucky or something like that.
Buster Posey, yeah.
Buster, yeah, that's it. You know.
Love him.
Anyway, but he doesn't start as many games, you know, so he's, you know, I guess he rests
up. And they play him a lot of games at first, too. So.
Okay, well.
Well,
you know
so
what?
Getting the back to the point, how did you decide that I'm going to play catcher, or were you put in that position?
I was kind of put in that position. Like, I realized, my coach realized I had a pretty good mind for baseball. Like, so he thought he should put me behind the plate, because that way you get to use your mind more. Because if you're at another position, I get the responsibility of calling pitches during a game, putting on some plays. So usually you want someone
you're kind of like the quarterback on the field
a little bit. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I understand that.
I like that.
And otherwise you get bored.
Perspective.
You're standing out there in right field, and you're kind of looking around, thinking about, oh, gosh, you know, hey, what am I going to do with all the money I made this year? And, you know, gosh, you know, maybe I should call my stockbroker or those kinds of things.
Don't.
Well, not necessarily in high school. You don't think that.
Well, we have a big game coming up here in a week?
This Sunday. I think it's
going
to be, big. People are already showing up in Arizona for it.
But aren't they saying that they're not going to talk about the investigation and the outcome until after the Super Bowl?
The outcome of the investigation.
I think that's good, myself.
Deflategate. You know, I mean, frankly, you know, here's what I said, and even Saturday Night Live's poking fun at it. I think you need to get the assistant equipment manager, who's probably some 18-year-old kid or 43-year-old kid. And you spread eagle him on something, and you threaten to stretch him until he's 8 feet tall. Tell us who told you to do it.
I hurt you.
And unless you tell us what happened, and then you find out that it's the equipment manager just went, well, you know what? When I was filling it up, I thought it was right. You know, I mean, that's what you're going to find out. 11 out of 12 balls are wrong. So maybe, you know, the equipment he's using, he said, well, it said 13 pounds, but then you find out it's only 12.
Well, we're going to find out after the Super Bowl.
Well, you know what? You know? Frankly.
I guess
you know
we
what?
Need that after Frankly, Barbara Walters used I mean, to do how? After the Super Bowl.
Both
so team, let's find out for Deflategate.
Didn't both teams use the same ball or not? Did both teams use the same ball?
Yep.
Does anybody know? Did they? Ellen's shaking his head up now. You become our, you know, our local sports
expert.
Since ours is someplace on the coast and may never come back. And so if both teams played with the same ball, what difference does it make? I mean, it's like this. If you're playing with a baseball that's juiced up, as long as both teams are hitting it.
Actually, too, a player from the Colts named Dwayne Allen, he's a tight end. He had a tweet on Twitter that said the Patriots could have played with a bar of soap and still beat us. So.
Well, good for him, because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what's the tragedy with this? And we'll find out the investigation at the end of the Super Bowl. But what's the tragedy is that you have Tom Brady, who six times now he's going to the Super Bowl. And I think it's just a shame and a disaster. And it shows a little bit of what happens with our pop culture, our mindset, that we're ready to rip somebody apart, accuse them of being a liar, and excuse me, six times to the Super Bowl? You can't tell me 5, 3, 4, and 2 when he went there all the way with this team, went through all of the games to get there, that the guy's a cheat. And I'm standing up for him because I think it's a travesty.
I mean,
that is our culture. Let's just tar and feather him. Let's light him on fire.
The travesty, my love, is if somebody did cheat to get them there. I mean, they're supposed to be a certain thing. Now, if this was just a mistake or somebody didn't have it, or if somebody did it for some reason, you know, and Brady had nothing to do with it, neither did Belichick, then that person should be punished. But, you know, we talk about a level playing field, and that's what offends people. And it's, you know what, look at Lance Lance, what's his face?
Armstrong.
Armstrong. Won all these things. Everybody, I mean, I support this guy, defended him, and then he comes out and say he cheated, he doped. And I'm like, you know what? There's nothing too bad that can happen to you now, Lance.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing too
bad
that can happen to you.
Well, you must have forgiveness in your heart.
No, there's no forgiveness in my heart because...
He lied, but you must have forgiveness in your heart.
Well, I mean, I hope he didn't die or anything.
Okay.
Like that. But, you know, man, I just said it, but then, you know, he's been stripped of all his medals. Well, he should be.
Mm-hmm.
He cheated. And that's, I think that's the thing that gets to people is we're so, you know what, you expect more from certain groups of people, your military, you don't expect more from politicians, you expect them to be sleaze. Or, you know, I mean,
our
in
new
some
addiction,
cases,
House of Cards.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my gosh, I've gone into that addiction world.
You know what's the best
world
thing that happened this weekend?
What? Was, sleep.
Two nights of sleeping on my sleep number bed.
Yeah.
What can I say? Except,
it's
are
true.
We recording this?
We'll get it off the air.
Okay.
And the,
Well, anyway, so my
hey,
sleep
you know,
number
best,
setting.
The best weekend was sleeping.
Well, we did. You know, we cleaned around the house. We did some clean out. We went to our storage unit, all that other stuff. So at the end of the day, when you hit the sack, you really want to be able to rest deeply because your body hurts. And, of course, we're back at the gym again. Your body hurts. So the best sleep is on the sleep number. And my sleep number setting is has become 45, and I just love it. I look forward to my bed. Isn't
well,
that you know, true?
Well, one of the things that shows is that besides just exercise and a great diet is that sleep is so important for your health. And I believe that. If you can't sleep at night, then, you know, then you're wearing yourself out. The next day you're worn out. You can't make the right decisions. You can't get everything done. And this is what Sleep Number allows you to do. And now with the new Sleep IQ technology, it couldn't be easier to use. It allows you to, you know, you're sleeping, and what it does is it has an activity tracker when you're sleeping at night. And you can find out what affects your sleep, what adjustments you can make. You know, maybe your exercise routine needs to change. Maybe your caffeine intake needs to change. All this can be handled through your Sleep IQ technology, which works on your sleep number bed. And my sleep number setting is 40. And you can have not only a sleep number bed, but you can also get that Sleep IQ technology. And right now you can save $300 on a sleep number C3 bed down at our own local Sleep Number store. Where is it? It's in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over and see Brian and Janice. Ask them to show you what the best way is to have a good night's sleep. And it's going to be Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. You ain't
looking for a hound dog. Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Louder, buddy.
There you go. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot, you can't go wrong with.
Doom, 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 doom. I'm giving those good vibrations.
With the Beach Boys. Ah, tell you, icons.
Weren't they in Reading recently?
I think they were over last weekend or something.
Mike Love.
605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Okay, a lot of things happening in the world. Let's hop in there. Somebody just wrote, Sungo said that they found drones on the front yard of the White House. Did I see something like that? I think I saw something in passing, a drone. Our news guy is shaking his head up and down like he knows.
Secret Service said it recovered a 2-foot quadcopter.
Quadcopter. Yeah.
Okay. Quadcopter. Let me see. I'm reading this, and of course the ads are coming up blocking me.
Okay. Well,
I
think about this. Think
it.
About. You know, you can buy drones, but how much explosive can you put on a drone? And can you charge? Can you take it? I mean, I know they did this kind of thing with big drones during Desert Storm, but I'm not sure they were doing. I don't think you can do them now. I mean, you could do them now. I guess somebody could pilot a drone in there. You know, I guess you could. You could do that. Anyway, that's interesting. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by the Back Home Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with great coffee. It's 38 degrees or 41 degrees out there right now. And, you know, that cafe would be so good right now. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the Northern California area with a walk-in humidor that is just outstanding with all those highly rated cigars from a cigar aficionado. All of that right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, discounts always for veterans. 4,300 flights.
I was still talking about the drone.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. An investigation is underway to determine the origin of its commercially available device, motive, and to identify suspects, the Secret Service said in a statement. Speaking with reporters during President Obama's trip to India, White House spokesman said that early indications are that it does not pose any sort of ongoing threat to anybody at the White House.
It couldn't have been somebody that had their drone. And they were flying it around to take photos of the D.C.
Oh.
I'm just thinking about it. It's commercial. And you can buy these drones anywhere. So somebody's just flying it around, say, if it can, and then they lose control of it. Boom. Lands on the White House lawn. Uh-oh. Now, on the other hand, you could also say, maybe it was a rehearsal. So, hey, 4,300 flights canceled out of the New England area. Because a historic blizzard, which is, by the way, emptied. The thought of this blizzard has emptied all the stores in the whole area. I mean,
can bring more than 2 feet of snow and near hurricane force winds.
That's what they're worried about.
Of course, the blizzard warning was issued for New York and Boston. And you get, again, 4,500 flights have been canceled. So if you're there or going, forget about it. It was flurrying in New York early Monday, the beginning of what was forecast as a treacherous 24-hour-plus snow odyssey. Have you ever heard of a snow odyssey?
I want to have a snow odyssey here. I want to have snow. I want to have 2 feet of snow in Reading, which means 12 feet of snow up in the mountains. I want to have rain before that. Then I want to have more snow. You know, I want this to go on. I want February to be the rainiest, snowiest month in California history so that this summer we can have the whole lake to ourselves.
Well, they're already predicting that the Connecticut governor said up to 100,000 people could lose power in his state.
Wow.
And that those who lose power could be without it for several days. Wow. This is where a lot of babies are made, too. So I bet you'll see an influx of of that kind of
probably true
activity.
Hey, somebody said, Linda, put ad block, put it on your computer. It stops that from happening.
Oh, well, thank you, because I was right in the middle of that, and boom,
did you know
up.
That Google has an app from something from Waze that tells you where cops are?
Oh.
Yeah, and it uses different methods, too, but it pinpoints where cops are. The cops and the sheriffs are starting to say things like, I didn't know that was
well,
there.
How can they hide
now,
on the...
Well, but see, that's it's even worse than that.
On the highway.
Hiding. Well, they used to have one for drunk driving, you know, for when they do the checkpoints. Mm. They would have that out on an app. And they finally took that off. But now the sheriffs and some of the sheriffs associations and the police are starting to say, we want that one off, too. And the reason is not just to avoid, you know, where a cop may be. You can use it to track police. And if you're going in, like... We've had lately the two the murders of the two policemen that it could tell you where they are if you wanted to go attack a policeman. So Google, that's a Google app they have. That's, you know, that's interesting. I mean, I frankly, if I was a policeman, I wouldn't want to be tracked, you know, out in general public because of just reasons like that. Not just to say is criminals will be able to see where would be able to see where you are. How strange. Okay, there's going to be a battle coming up here between the Governor Brown, who has turned out to be the most conservative Democrat in Sacramento, which is kind of is a scary thing. He said that this remember our tax increase on the sales tax and on the income tax and all that, you know, the sales tax and all that went up, but it's going to phase out by 2018. Already the Democrats and the unions and the social groups are saying no, we need more. We want that to last. We have too many Dems want to expand the social programs, which reads entitlements, and they also want to add taxes on services. Read, there's your yoga, Pilates. Services. What are other things? What other types of services are there? Nails? Getting your nails done. The services. Any type of things in service. They want to add 8.5 onto that. 8.5% onto those services.
Kind of like a bed tax.
Well, even worse is that it's all the services. Because they say, well, income tax isn't good enough because all those rich people, when you hit them hard enough, they just leave. And rightly they should if they're being taxed unfairly. Anyway, so they want to do all this plus oil and tobacco. Now, this is what the Democrats want to do. They want to increase all the taxes for social programs. Social program, all this for our education. Oh, come on. We've been increasing taxes and getting more money for our social program, for our education for years. And where are we? We're still down, you know, toward the bottom of the heap. And yet we've been given billions and billions and billions of dollars more. Now, God forbid is that we cut some things. Oh, how could that be? How about just cutting things? You know, cutting that budget back. But no, let's just keep taxing. Now let's put taxes on the service industry. Let's put taxes on everything. Let's put a dollar a bullet tax out there. Why not do something like that? You want to buy bullets? Fine. Buy 50 bullets, spend 50 bucks more on taxes. Oh, let's just kill the cigarette industry. Kill the tobacco industry off and take those billions out of our economy. It's tax oil exploration, so we just won't do that here. We'll just go to someplace else. You know, Governor Brown, hold the line here. I mean, he's not going to be able to hold all the lines. But at least try to keep this down. You know, maybe we could even cut back on the train to nowhere. I don't know if that'll happen. The
Greece.
This could have a huge impact. What's going on? They just elected which party was that? The
Well, let me read this. Fresh concerns about the future of the Eurozone resurfaced to unsettle markets Monday after Greece's far left Syriza party swept to power, supported by voters opposed to the terms of the nation's international bailout. Syriza party leader Alexis Tsipras agreed to form a coalition government with the Independent Greeks Party, a right-wing group that is similarly opposed to the budget cuts and other austerity measures demanded by the European Commission.
They are tired of austerity. They want to spend more.
European Central Bank and International Monetary Fund in return for a massive $270 million bailout. The rescue package has allowed Greece to avoid bankruptcy, but has come at the cost of severe cuts to spending.
Yeah. And then now what they're saying, they're actually saying things like, well, maybe we shouldn't even have to pay that back. So here's Greece, who's gone from austerity now to a spend economy and just can't wait. I mean, their economy is already in the tank, and they've been rescued mainly by the Germans and rescued by the Eurozone. And now they're saying, let's just pull out of that. We don't need them. And so now it's going to see what impact that has on the rest of Europe. Just read an article about that the good life for Europe is fastly collapsing, quickly collapsing because of their economies over there. If you see what happens to Europe when you're trying to do all these social programs, then you take a look at the United States, see what we're trying to do, then you can actually draw a parallel between you keep giving. You know, the only problem with socialism and spending other people's money is this. Eventually it runs out. And when it does, it crashes. Ask the Greeks. Ask the Spanish. You know, Spanish, we have the same problem. Look at Ireland, which was 5 or 10 years ago, was one of the best economies in Europe when they had the tech and all this. Now, and we were there, they are actually going to start, you know, charging people for water and all these other things, which they didn't have to do because their economies are tanked again. It is just a matter of time. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're here with Dr. Christy Davis. Christy Davis did something that she put her work where other people were just talking about it. She did, she gave free eye exams to veterans last November, not just for Veterans Day, but for the whole month of November. Now, I mean, how many other doctors or dentists or optometrists or other people have you heard that have done something like this? It was just fantastic. Well, she's going to be here. We're going to talk about how that happened and the results of that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460, your talk radio station.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Good morning. Welcome back. It's 41 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Happy Monday. We should do Monday, Monday. Isn't that how it?
So now you have.
Or is that Sunday, Sunday?
You have 10 minutes. Monday. You have 10 minutes to figure that out. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy and their MedSync. You have multiple prescriptions, then head on down to Owens for a Pharmacy. They can fix it so your prescriptions are all due one day. You don't even have to call. Once you've got them synced up like that, they will fill them automatically, come down and pick them up. And if you can't do that, then they're going to go deliver them to you. You can't. What a deal that is, that they take care of all of that for you. And they can fix it so they can get, 30 days or even 60 or 90 days, depending on your insurance. The other part is that they're your pharmacist. They know who you are. They know what kind of medications you're taking. Whether you've taken one medication or several medications, they're your last line of defense. They see something that doesn't match up. They're going to call a doctor and say, are we sure about this? Or am I reading this right? Or we can't read your writing. One of those things that they'll go back to them and check for you. Owens Pharmacy, locally owned, locally operated. Six of them right here in town. You can't beat that. Most locations are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Very, we do our business down there. Plus, they have one on Court Street that does compounds, which means they make them right there. Certain things like you want to rub on those sore spots. They've got them. Owens Pharmacy. Great people. We're here with Dr. Christy Davis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Doctor of Optometry. And, recently Christy Davis was featured on American Optometric Association. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you did something really special that Carl and I want to do a big shout out to you and for all of our listeners to embrace you.
Oh, well, thank you.
During the month of November, of course, is Veterans Day. And people say, oh, let's celebrate Veterans Day and everybody, let's remember our veterans. And what they're really hoping for is 2 days or 3 days off. You get like a free lunch. I mean, you literally get a free lunch or a free dinner or something like that at different restaurants and all these things. But what Dr. Christy Davis did was she said, well, you know what? That's really nice, but I think we can do better. And you gave free eye exams for veterans for the whole month of November.
Yes, we did. And it was one of those things like I said, I was looking to give back. And I just kind of looked at Veterans Day and kind of what we could do in a day. And so then we just opened it up to the whole month and we thought we could just make more of an impact and give back to more people and give back to our veterans who have given us our freedom and everything that we have. And it was just great. We were just so amazed at how appreciative every veteran was, and even people who are not veterans were so appreciative of what we were doing. And it was just really amazing.
The power of giving of yourself and your knowledge is obviously, I'm just curious and share with our listeners again, as Monday, it's perfect to have you on because there are no mistakes, I really believe, to start your Monday off with this intention to pay forward things that, mm-hmm. that you happen to be an expert at or good at. So what happened for you on some level while you had given this month of free exams to the vets? What happened for you?
Well, like I said, my heart was just so full because of just this, just like giving back and that appreciation. And I just had even just patients that were already patients who would just come up and give me a big hug and be like, thank you so much for what you've done and what you're doing to give back to our veterans.
Pretty emotional,
and
huh?
It is, yeah. Like I said, even people who were not even getting that service were just so touched by what we were doing. And I think that was the best part for me.
Your daddy's a Vietnam vet, right?
He is, yes. He served in the Vietnam War as a Marine.
Hey, hoorah. Semper Fi, Mac. You know, Christy, when we met you and this was on, and what you were doing was just so extraordinary. I mean, you don't see that. I mean, you see people give. I mean, and people do. They appreciate the service of the veterans and all this. But you doing that, where and it probably what did your staff? I know how it touched you, but you know, you told me and that there were actually people that told you, oh no, you shouldn't do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would tell you that?
Well, people were just afraid that we would just kind of just get overrun, you know, and that it would be too much. But it really wasn't, and I wanted to do this, but I went to my staff, and I'm like, I have this crazy idea. You should probably talk me out of it, because I knew it was not only going to be a lot of extra work for me, but my staff needed to be behind it 100% too, because it was a lot of extra that they had to give to make this happen and everything. And I put it out to them, and they're like, that's an amazing idea. Let's go for it. And so I really appreciate them being on board, and you know, they got to help make this
happen. Talk about team building.
Yeah.
Not even knowing it's team building. And then the feeling afterwards of, I think it feels good in the human spirit when you do a good deed, and especially for our veterans.
Right.
So I just thank you so much. And, you know, I heard a lot about you, good stuff behind your back, and, you know, about what you were doing. And I think it was at the Thursday meeting that they have over at Riverview. Are you part of that?
I am, the Rotary.
In the Rotary. And wasn't this something that came up that you said, what can you do? And Rotary's about that.
It is.
And so somebody had talked about you during that, and, you know, that's a huge Thursday afternoon. How many people are in your Rotary?
187, I think, in that club.
Yeah. Well, we have our circles touch because we have a lot of people that belong in that Rotary. And do you have to, like, pay now? Are they going to ring the bell and charge you because you said some? I don't know. They do these crazy things.
Yes.
You're fined.
Exactly.
I know how you feel about it, but what did your staff take away from this?
Like I said, I think it's the same thing. It's just that overall of the appreciation that everybody felt. You know, I think a lot of times when we try and help and try and get back to our community, you don't get that feeling. And just like I said, the veterans were just all so thankful and appreciative, and we felt like, you know, we had some, you know, some people came from a really long ways.
Really?
Yeah, we had, like, up in Lookout, you know, they drove all the way down. That's an hour and a half. We had another one, a lady, she lived in Chico, and she picked up her dad in Red Bluff and drove him up.
Wow.
So were you able to help people?
We did. We did 24 exams. Mm-hmm. Which is quite a lot to add into the schedule, and we were really happy to do that. And most of them hadn't had their eyes checked in years and years and years. So it's not like they just had an exam last year. A lot of them had been, you know, 8-10 years since they'd had an exam. So that was neat.
You know, I have this thing, you know, I am so much against entitlement programs. I really am. But people that have earned things, like veterans, this is part of the deal. I think there's not enough we can do. And that, when, especially when you get up in age, that these veterans, you know, there ought to be ways they can.
That don't ask, usually. Most of them don't ask.
Most of them don't ask. And now when they hear about this,
this is
something that somebody is providing to me. And because of I've served, you know. And so, you know, doctor, you're just
you felt the spirit in the giving of it.
You are just a superb person.
Yeah, well, thank
you. In my mind, I mean, you know, I've met your family. That, in fact, I think it was that day at the Rotary or some other place that I was able to meet you.
I think it was
you.
That Cascade Christmas.
Cascade Christmas. That's what it was.
Yeah.
What a nice family you have. And even though there was that crazy person outside, if I remember right.
Well, Christy Davis, you can go to her website, Christy Davis OD, Doctor of Optometry. I just looked it up, Christy Davis in Reading, and it comes up with a nice site, and it shows Mike Mangus that you did a little wonderful. He's always great that way. Mike is so good with the human stories. Yeah. Before we take a break, a little history, and how did you get into eyeballs and eyesight?
Well, I was really interested in the medical field, and I had looked at a couple different options, and I really liked optometry because I think vision is just so interesting. You're helping people see better, and it's a great career to have as a woman. So, I mean, I have three kids, and you can really kind of set your own hours, and I don't get called out in the middle of the night. And
yes, so, you don't see too many emergencies like that. You know,
no,
hey, I need a new pair of glasses, you know, something like that. So, well, you know, maybe tomorrow morning.
And we do emergencies. We see lots of injuries, and some people get metal in their eye, things like that. But like I said, it's just a great career. I think vision's really interesting to help people see the world better. And
I'll tell you what, personally, I never wore glasses in my life. I had perfect vision. And then it's that whole, like, all of a sudden, you're at the 125 readers, then you're at the 150 readers, then you go and get the eye exam and find out that you have to have different, I'm bifocals. What happened? But anyway, so, I'm just talking about not realizing you were on today, talking to Carl about the difference when you have glasses on as opposed to glasses. There's a big change that happens in your brain of having to wear glasses when you haven't for, 50 years?
Yeah. And then my childhood optometrist, Dr. Dave Dennis, also encouraged me. I would go in every year for my eye exam, and he'd say, what are you going to do? You should be an optometrist. And so I ended up working at his office a couple of summers before I went away to school. And then I came back and took over his practice.
Right. Oh, that's fabulous.
Chris, we just got a couple minutes left, but are you seeing more? Are kids' eyes getting worse? And the reason I'm asking that is because I'm tired. So many things are happening when iPads and little games and all this stuff. Are kids' eyes getting more?
You know, there are the they call it the near point stress. All the up close work that we do and all those screens that we're looking at, it is really hard on the eyes. And we're having kids read earlier and earlier. You know, we have kids. My son is in kindergarten. He's learning how to read.
Is that scary?
It is. Yeah, but they're trying to do studies and say, what is this blue light coming off these screens doing to our eyes? And what is all this doing to our eyes? And
that's a very interesting point,
And all the gaming, these.
Especially the gaming,
spending hours and hours and hours staring at these screens. And
how about the new types of lights, doing away with fluorescence and all that? Are the new lights, are they better for your eyes? Or is there any studies being done?
The newer ones are better. The fluorescent
LEDs?
The fluorescent lights have been proven to be hard on the eyes. So that does help. But most of the time, it's what we're worried about now is just all the screens, because we're all staring at screens all day long.
Well, that's
true. How could I? I don't think we're built for that.
Right.
Well, no,
I don't know if God put us on the planet to think
eat,
about.
We're built to eat meat and hunt.
Well, that's man-made, but I don't know. That's not nature.
Right. Distance is mostly what we were made to see.
Yeah. So. Wow. Okay, you've got some notes.
Something
there. Something
to be said about the Amish.
Anything special right there?
Well, I just wanted to thank everybody. Getting the word out that we were doing this program was kind of our biggest hurdle. And I just wanted to thank you guys for having me. And like we said, Mike Mangus on Channel 7, Rick Keeley on 97.3. Pacific West Graphics printed some nice flyers for us. West Coast Innovations, their marketing team, helped me to get the word out. So I just wanted to thank them for all that. Everybody donated their time to help spread the word.
Rick and Mike do a lot for veterans. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And, even if there are other stations, we've all have one thing in mind is, help our veteran community. So, thank you so much for what you've done. And we can't just applaud you more. And we so much appreciate it.
I can
say that for a lot of veterans. So thank you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Carl Lindebot.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
All right. Good morning.
Monday morning. I know. You know what? I don't know what it is, but after I sing and try to get everybody's emotions running here, people say, don't sing.
42 degrees in the downtown studios. I'm going to give you a quick update again today. 7:50 if you're just tuning in on the 26th of January. Mostly sunny today. Our highs will be 72. Slight chance of showers tonight. Put those plants outside and let them drink up. 45. Chance of showers tomorrow with 60. A high of 60. Wow, that's a rather little bit of a plummet there. And chance of showers tomorrow night with our lows of 44. And moving on to Wednesday, mostly sunny, 68, partly cloudy, 45. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends.
Give them a call.
We love that they sponsor our weather. But also, I want to do a shout out to another sponsor that we have, Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard is, and his associate there, is a expert watchmaker. He's in the back behind the glass. You know, he's kind of one of those guys, you know, who's the man behind the glass? Well, he's fixing every kind of watch, doing watch repair, bringing in anything that's different. Again, I brought in my grandmother's watch. My mom couldn't wear it for a long time because the bracelet was broken and the battery's dead. So they just fixed it and here, gave it back to me, a little pouch. Perfect. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call, 222-2750.
You know, they're talking in the chat room now about leaving about leaving California. You know, we've had it. You know, state of Jefferson again. And he said, well, how are you going to pay for it? And one of the people in here writing, he says, it's been confirmed by Kamala Harris, who's going to be running, of course, for senator here, because I think it's Boxer is retiring here. We absorb debt equal to our portion of population assets. So State of Jefferson is to keep as if they were purchased in good faith for the residents here, and our tax funds were also used. Anyway, and this goes on like this. Hey, when's the last time you got a letter? Eldon, when's the last time you got a letter, buddy?
Probably.
I'm not talking about a letter asking for money or asking for donations or just telling you that the local gym has opened up. I'm talking about a real letter from somebody you know.
Last time I got a letter was probably the beginning of high school, so like 7 or 8 years ago.
7 or 8 years ago. Like, okay. Mark Beecham had a great article in the paper or his blog. Mark asked, when's the last time you ever got a letter? I know you and I have gotten thank you cards from people, and you and I send out thank you cards, not as much as we should. But we get thank you cards. But when's the last time you actually got a letter from somebody saying, Dear Bob and Brenda, or just Dear Bob? How you doing, buddy?
We have a friend who uses a snit.
Okay.
You can stand up. Yep.
We have a couple of older friends who still use the pen and paper and, and actual full sentences and no emotes or...
no icons or no those emoticons.
No texties.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, here, you know, people in the chat room right here, when's the last time, you just come in and just tell us, when's the last time you got a real letter from somebody? And so we're talking about this, you know, people are screaming about the, our next day service. Well, it's true, you know, because what else, what you do get in the mail is you send your invoices out and you get your receipts coming in. So, you know, okay, oh, I'd send it to you. I'm putting it in the mail today. What it used to be is, okay, then I'll probably see it tomorrow the next day. Now it's 3 or 4 days later. You understand that. But for getting a letter, Christmas cards, you know, you get Christmas cards like that, though I'm starting to see
less
of those that people are sending out, you know, Christmas letters on email. Oh, here's what we've done for the whole year. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but so
personally, I don't want an email Christmas card. I mean, I understand that people are doing it personally. I like the card. I like to touch it. And I, when Carl was in, I'll just, you know, I'm not, when Carl was in Iraq, he, every Sunday he wrote me a letter. I have a box of his letters. And he says, well, what, you know, Valentine's, well, what I want from you is a letter. So he's been writing me more letters. And I just had this conversation last week with a really good girlfriend who said that she would, you know, we talk about everybody's got a book in them, right? So, one of her books was The Power of the Pen and Writing. And she's got beautiful penmanship. I've always had a spaz hand. I know that if I sit there and I write with the, you know, with the fountain pen and I really focus, I'm good. Otherwise, it's like that you could hardly read my print or my writing.
The funny part is that after I get something from you and I say, okay, I can't read these two words, and you look at it and go, I can't either. That's the part.
It just, you know, it just, I don't know what that is. It's just, but anyway, so to get a letter is so meaningful because what it is about somebody taking their time to put it's you know, and if you're listening, it's the art of what it is when people would sew and people would knit and people would do home things where they weren't in the we've gotten so wound up tight with our existence.
You can sit there, I don't know why, but when you write something, it seems more real than it is when you're typing it and sending it off. I mean, it's not necessarily that it is, but I think it is. I feel like that. And when you write it and you hand it to somebody or you send it to somebody, there's something special about that. But it's kind of going by the wayside, as is, and just count on it. Within the next couple of years, your Saturday delivery will go away, and I don't see if that's a big problem, but some people will say it is. The Saturday delivery will go away because the post office, which is not using tax funds, is running so far in the red that it's unbelievable. And the other thing you're going to see going away is, the new homes, you're not going to have a mailbox in front of your home. It's going to be these mega mailboxes that when they break into it, they get everybody's mail instead of just one person's. And then, like where we live, there are no mailboxes on the street. They get out of the truck, they trot on down, they put the mail in our letterbox, or push it through into the house.
The slot,
and then they trot back on up, get into the truck, go to the next one, and do the same thing.
Which may end
that's like a dinosaur. I mean, and the comet is coming, because they said
How many what?
How many hours and how many does that take when you're doing that? And so I'm just kind of like thinking to myself, well, how many does that take? And then, they've taken every one of those. This is how much it costs to get out of the truck, go down and do this. This is how much time it takes to put them in your own, into an individual mailbox. And this is what it takes to put a bunch of letters into one of those multi mailboxes. So that's gone too. Anyway, but what that was a good question when he said that. And so, like Elton, do you have a girlfriend?
Not currently.
Okay, but
gee,
but
you
if you want
spot.
One, you write her a letter. See what happens.
Yeah,
man, I tell you, that's first base right there.
It's worth a try, right there.
It's first base, right there. First base is a kiss. Okay, come on, come on. First base is a kiss. We didn't say anything about second base, third base, or sliding into home. No, paradise by the dashboard light. Okay. All right. Hey, you know what? Today at 8 o'clock, we're going to have you know, we're having Walt McNeil with us today. And Walt McNeil is the lawyer that is suing the city of Reading for the payment in lieu of taxes. And it's going to work. I mean, it's not going to work. I mean, it's working so far in the sense that the judges have ruled in his people's favor so far. But we're going to talk about what this is. Walt was on back November 6th talking about this, and everybody acts like it's a huge surprise last week, when indeed it hasn't been a surprise. But Walt's here with us today, and I thought that we're going to see how he got here, because the last time I heard, he was going to be in the air, and all types of things were happening. We were just hoping for a phone call for a few minutes, so he's here.
So here he is in the flesh.
You know, that's what I love about Reading. That's what I love about.
And I love
here.
That tie. Real men wear hot pink
ties. Okay. Anyway, hey, we're going to be. Let's see how much time we got. Oh, we got a few more seconds here. Okay, the other thing we want to talk about is REU is moving to 3611 Aerotech off of Airport Road from February 5th to the 9th. The last day they're going to be downtown is on the 5th, and they're going to open again on the 9th. So REU is moving into their new building during that time frame. Open for business on February 9th. 2015 down there. Now, I don't know how you can get to them except driving out there. I don't know if they're going to have any other places that you can pay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It was a relatively smooth Monday morning commute in the northeastern part of the country despite an impending snowstorm. National Weather Service forecaster Patrick Burke.
The heaviest snow will occur from the immediate New York City area through Boston and even on up a little farther north into, say, southern Maine. Within that band, there may be locally heavier amounts above 2 feet.
Meanwhile, with some 2,000 flights canceled, FlightAware.com CEO Daniel Baker has this advice for people who are flying.
Don't wait until you get to the airport. Say, is my flight to New York on time? Check online ahead of time. Go to FlightAware. Go to the airline's website and take control of your plans to try and avoid this as much as possible.
Meanwhile, all that snow means a brisk business for Maine hardware manager Phil Villandry in Portland. He spoke to WGME about all the stuff flying off of his store shelves.
Salt and calcium help out after the storm when you want to melt the ice if you have a freezing rain or something.
Communities from northern New Jersey to southern Maine are preparing as they could be buried in up to 2 feet of snow from a storm that is expected to arrive in force later today. The Senate is planning to continue and possibly finish its work on the Keystone XL pipeline bill this week.
Several amendments to the Keystone bill have yet to be tackled after a disagreement on the Senate floor last week over which amendments should get votes. If all goes according to the plan set in motion by the Senate majority leader, the Senate should finish 4 weeks of floor debate on the bill this week and then pass the legislation. But that certainly won't be the end of it, because President Obama has threatened to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
The Secret Service says a small drone crashed overnight at the White House complex. The President and First Lady were not at home at the time. They are on a trip to India. This is SRN News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
The latest quarterly survey shows rising sales helped to boost hiring at U.S. businesses in the last 3 months of 2014. Jim Diffley is Senior Director of the National Association for Business Economics.
In the fourth quarter, business conditions continued to improve. Momentum had been building all year,
Moreover, expectations for the first quarter for the beginning of 2015 also strengthened.
The National Association for Business Economic Survey finds that many businesses expect the steep drop in oil prices to continue to offer them many benefits in the rest of this year. Fire officials say four children have been taken to hospitals after they fell into an icy pond in Baltimore County. This bystander spoke to WMAR-TV.
Curiosity, I guess. I really don't know. I don't know what they were thinking.
She's not sure why the kids went out onto the ice. County fire officials say two of the children were in critical condition. Two were in serious condition. They're urging people everywhere to remember that the ice is always dangerous. This is SRN News. Two planes had to be evacuated upon arrival at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport on Sunday due to what a spokesman called a security concern.
Everybody walks down in groups,
yeah.
And then they have you set your bags down on the yellow line, mm-hmm. And then everybody steps back about 20 feet, and you stand in parallel with your bag, and the dogs go through, and we're all like, oh, I hope I didn't forget anything.
An airport spokesman said a JetBlue flight from Long Beach, California, and a regional Sky WestJet from Phoenix were the planes involved. The president says he will ask Congress to designate more than 12 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, including the coastal plain, as a new wilderness area.
I'm going to be calling on Congress to make sure that they take it one step further, designating it as a wilderness so that we can make sure that this amazing wonder is preserved for future generations.
And the 20 million acre refuge has long been a piece of contentious real estate in Alaska. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bach. Good morning. It is Monday. Thank goodness it's Monday. January the 26th, 2015. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Put that phone in your lap. I know you got some questions here. And we're streaming worldwide on KCNR1460.com. Chat room's going. Ready Knight, Red Angel, Jarhead. They're just rolling in right now. I mean, so it's going to be an interesting hour. What's the weather look like today?
Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with our highs around 72. Good morning if you're just tuning in on this 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. Tonight we have a slight chance of showers with temperatures around 45. Tuesday calls for a 60. A little bit of a temperature drop there with a 30% chance of showers. And Tuesday night.
Come on, rain. Come on, rain.
Yeah, bring it on. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with temperatures around 68. Wednesday night, partly cloudy around 45 degrees. So enjoy your mostly sunny today day and enjoy. Hopefully those showers will come on tonight. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Shall we go to the phones?
Yeah.
Terry, good morning.
Hey, Bots.
Yep.
Hey,
we're right
Bots,
here.
What day is it? Bot. What day is it?
It's Monday. It's not Wednesday.
It's Monday. Hey, Carl. What day is it?
It's Monday. It's Monday, Terry. Okay.
Is it?
Have you seen that commercial where the two camels are sitting out there and all these people are going, hey, what day is it? And the two camels are looking at each other. One goes, it's not even Wednesday. It's not even Wednesday. Well, you know, and everybody's going, you know.
Just deal with it.
Okay.
What's up?
Tonight at the tea party, we have Walt McNeil.
So do we.
Speaking to us.
What a coincidence.
Who I guess we'll be joined forever at the hip with because of Rick Pacetti. Which is interesting because actually what happened with that is Walt came in and explained to us what he was doing, came back a year later and gave us an update, and I guess we spearheaded it. But thanks, you, Rick, because we can use all the publicity we can get because the tea party's dying, right? Anyway, tonight we're going to have Walt McNeil, and we also are going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko, and he'll be talking about the new laws and what we're going to do about it and a little bit about the jail and everything else and all the circumstances we have here in Redding. And that'll be at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay, and that's tonight. And what a coincidence, because not only do we have Walt McNeil with us today, but Thomas Inkle stopped in to drop something off. I mean, it's, you know, we kind of got a preview here of everything going
we
on.
We do. We got the right guys coming tonight. It's going to be good because I know Tom is, you know, he's got to be just beside himself with all these new folks that are going to be released. I mean, he just...
And you know what? There's a lot of other things going on too. And I'm just going to give a shout out right now for people to start put aside February 4th, which is Chief Rob Poletti's town hall meeting. That you need to go to this because he's got some just devastating figures and facts that people need to hear that could have a huge impact on how we do our police and everything else around here.
Yep, and January 30th and 31st, that's Friday and Saturday at 9 a.m., Fred Kelly Grant will be holding the hearings that are against CARB. And if you do get a chance, look at the Shasta Lantern, ShastaLantern.com, in the article that broke a couple of days ago on these experiments that were done at UCLA and USC on 10 to 15-year-old kids. On extreme diesel fuels, and they and their parents did not know that USC and UCLA was doing this at the behest of CARB.
You know, for some reason, I thought I had read that someplace.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But I mean, but earlier on, that there was questions about that. Anyway, okay, tonight you've got Walt McNeil and Sheriff Tom Pasinko.
Yes, we do at 2570 Bonneview, and we'd love to have everybody come out and take a listen to what these folks have to say.
Okay, anyway, Terry.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
All right, Terry.
It's Monday. All right. Hey, and speaking of Walt McNeil, here he is sitting here with us.
Glad to be here with you guys.
Well, you know what? Well, you're just, you know, you're quite the guy here because
debonair, too.
When all this was breaking, somebody was saying, well, I mean, how come nobody knew? And I went back because I just thought it was like 4 or 5 weeks ago that you were on, but it was November 6th
right. That
you were on. And so I went back and said, you need to take a look at November 6th because Walt McNeil was on, and he talked about this program. He talked about what was happening. And when I asked, well, when are you going to hear something? And you said, well, you can never tell when the judge comes out. And when the judge came out a few days ago.
Judgment?
The judge made a decision about if they were going to overturn what had happened in Shasta County. And we're going to get that Walt explain everything. But then it was on the back page of the Record Searchlight. And we had been talking about this thing for weeks, the impact this could have. And after that happened, and then 2 days later, it hits the front page, and now everybody goes, huh? I mean, it's like, oh, this is a surprise. Should have been a surprise?
Well, not at all. Bear in mind that this case started in about January of 2011. So it's been going on for a full 4 years now. And it was actually pretty big, pretty important when it got started. But you know how the judicial process goes. It kind of grinds along. And we did what we needed to do in the Shasta County Superior Court. That made a little bit of news. But we got, I think, what was a bad judgment here locally. And we took it up on appeal. And I was pretty confident that we would do well on appeal. And as it turned out that we did, and we just got this decision a few days ago that overturned the local judge's decision and ruled in favor of the plaintiffs in this case, which are Citizens for Fair REU Rates. And that's a group of local people who pay rates to REU that challenged the rates because of the inclusion of this so-called pilot charge. And the pilot charge is in reality nothing but a disguised tax. That's really a tax on everybody who buys electricity in the city of Reading. It's a tax of about 6 to 7% on your electric bill.
Can we go back? Let's for a moment think about people who are in their cars driving to work. Walt McNeil, they're listening to KCNR right now. What are we talking about?
Okay. Well, what we're talking about is something they call a pilot charge. They call it PILOT, and as in all government things, it's an acronym. It stands for Payment in Lieu of Taxes, and they call it that because the general way in which they calculate the charge is that they look at the assets that are held by REU, and they put what amounts to a tax on the electric rates that's roughly equivalent. Actually, it's more than what would be charged normally for a property tax, as if REU were a privately owned utility like PG&E, though, of course, it's not a privately owned utility. That's just an excuse to grab a little extra money from ratepayers. and they, in effect, grab 6 to 7%, and that amounts to roughly $6 million to $8 million per year that's taken out of your pockets as an illegal tax.
And then they turn around and they've raised our rates 7.5% for, what, 3 years in a row?
Sure, and then they continuously raise the rates. They have effectively raised the rates in respect to the pilot over the years along the way, and that's a fairly natural occurrence because, you know, as Reading grows, as the number of people in Reading grows, the REU grows with it. They acquire more assets. They get another turbine gas generator. They'll get more equipment, more land, and that's the kind of thing that they put into their formula to increase the pilot. And if you look at the pilot over the years, it has steadily and very markedly increased from, you know, 1 year to the next because of the increasing assets held by REU. So this pilot charge keeps increasing and increasing, even though the percentage is roughly the same. And it increases when the assets increase, which has nothing to do with anything, obviously, because it's just a tax. It's just an excuse to grab money from people who pay electric rates.
Okay. Our guest is Walt McNeil, who is the lawyer, the attorney who has brought suit against the city at the bequest of people that were concerned about the money they were having to pay, which they felt was unfair, felt it was a tax, and that was, should not have been and should not occur like this. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's the impact this could have and the sense that what the judges ruled and what the judge's ruling was and then the impact it could have on the economy and the on our general fund and the people right here in town if indeed this is found to be a unlawful tax.
Sure.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
And Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced?
Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there. In
okay. And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running.
Turn it up, baby.
In this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust around, you break your neck.
Got it. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Hey, you're hearing rap for the first time on KCNR.
It's all about the bump.
Hey, all right.
It's all about the bump music, and Eldon, you totally got, you nailed that.
In, that's the first time anybody played rap here.
Running and running.
That's not, there's no like words in there though that we'd have to be beep, 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 beep.
Oh,
no. You know what? You would not do that, Eldon.
These guys, he's a good this boy. Guy's a cappella. This is a very clean group that, by the way, he was playing. Everything's a cappella. Fabulous. Alliance Heating and Air is the sponsor of this segment, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models, makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guaranteed 7 days a week, and 24 hours. Alliance Heating and Air, they're good guys.
They're good guys. You know what? This is the only place I've ever lived that you could have them use the heater in the morning and the air conditioner in the afternoon. There's something wrong here. There's
not
something
really.
Wrong.
221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Yeah, Martin and his guys. Okay. Yeah. Our guest is Walt McNeil, attorney at large.
You may need your air conditioning on after this. It's going to make you hot under the collar.
I mean, you know, again, and I shouldn't say this all the time, but it's what happens during the breaks. People roll in here and say, what about this and this? And then you start hearing things like, oh, my God. Anyway, Walt McNeil is the attorney, the lead attorney in this payment in lieu of taxes, tax suit that's going down. Let's go back to where it is right now. The judges just ruled that what?
The judges ruled at the Third District Court of Appeal that the decision in the trial court has to be reversed. And what that means is that the pilot charge that's in your electric rates is an illegal tax. We have to go back and have more evidence in that regard. But I'm very, very confident about where this goes and where it leads from here. Now, it may wind up going to the Supreme Court. I wouldn't be surprised if the city of Reading asks for that kind of review.
Is that the California Supreme Court?
The California Supreme Court, yes. Okay. And this is a groundbreaking case. It's precedent-setting. It hasn't been done before. So there's at least some chance that the Supreme Court could take it up because it's new. And if it does, I've been there before. I know what to expect, and I'm confident that we'll do well there as well.
Oh, there's other municipalities that also have the pilot program, right?
Right. There's actually a number of them that charge quite a bit of money. Most of them in Southern California. The biggest one is Los Angeles, but there's also Glendale, and there's a variety of others that also charge the pilot charge. This is something that's been done in a number of cities since, you know, way back before Prop 13. It's like a bad habit that none of these places wanted to get out of. And, of course, they didn't want to leave it alone because they make a lot of money at it. Of course, it's all about the money.
It always is.
Yeah, right.
The impact, okay, if this is carried out. Now, right now, the justice system is ruled in your favor.
Sure. We're the plaintiffs.
You're the plaintiffs. Okay, right. The plaintiffs in this case. And let's make something – I just want to ask about something like this. There was a comment in the paper that this is a Tea Party-driven thing.
That's baloney. That's okay. A nice word for it. I don't know where that idea comes from. It's hogwash. Maybe that came from Councilman Bossetti, I mean, on his way out. But there's nothing to that. This came about because of widespread anger by people who pay inflated electric rates. And they came to me as a group and said, is there anything we can do about this? And I decided to help them out. And it's a group of people. And to their
credit,
yes, they've hung in there through thick and thin on this. And we're going to see this through.
Okay, so So if say it falls out that you all prevail.
Right.
Impact on Reading.
Okay. Well, here's the impact. And by the way, let me say something first on that. When this first started, I went to the city council on behalf of my group and said, look, we don't have to fight about this. We don't have to make a big fight out of this. Here's all you have to do. Put it to a vote of the people. Let's let the people do what they're constitutionally entitled to do, which is vote on this thing. And even if you put it up to a vote, you could designate it for something that, you know, the city needs, like public safety. Wow, what a concept.
Mm-hmm. In other words, that pilot funds go strictly
right.
into
that,
public safety.
Right, that could have been arranged. And I said, look, you know, if you want to do that, if you want to vote on this whole lawsuit can go away. We can make it work. Let's be reasonable here, because if we have to go to court, it's not going to go well for you. But you can make it right by letting people vote on it. And the city council basically turned the back of their hand to us and said, forget about it. We want the money. And it's been that way ever since. And that's a shame. And it's really a disgrace that we've had to do everything we've had to do to fight this as long as we've had to. Now, here's the impact. They collect 6 to 7% in the electric bills, $6 to $8 million per year. They will lose that revenue stream, and that's part of the impact. They use that money in the general fund. They can use it for whatever they want to spend it on. Some of it has been spent on public safety. Some of it has been spent on their favorite projects or boondoggles, whatever it may be. That stream of money will go away then, and they won't have the option of spending it. The other thing that can happen is that the accumulated over-collections of rates that have occurred during the pendency of this lawsuit, which is over $30 million and somewhere, you know, between $30 and $40 million, can wind up in as part of a sort of complicated refund procedure whereby the city loses $30 to $40 million as a block of money, and that $30 to $40 million actually goes back to City of Reading taxpayers in the form of reductions of their property taxes. I know that seems like an odd connection, but there was an initiative that was passed way back in the mid-'80s called Prop 62 that created sort of a one-size-fits-all refund remedy for the collection of illegal taxes. So it's quite possible that the city could not only lose this big revenue stream, but also lose $30 to $40 million that wind up as refunds in the pockets of city residents who pay taxes.
Okay, I've heard rumors to the effect that some money would go back to the state and we'd never see it again. So that's not necessarily true.
No, that's not exactly right. Like
okay.
I said, it's a little complicated, but it actually winds up in the
back in our property taxes.
Yeah, it gets backed out of the property taxes so that it winds up in the pockets of City of Reading residents who, for the most part, were charged this illegal tax in their electric rates. And even though it's kind of an odd combination, the fact is, look, if you live in this city, how many people live in this city that don't, you know, buy electricity from REU? Not many. So,
Is there a fear among some that would think that if this does go through that there could be bankruptcy?
I don't think that's in the cards in any way, shape, or form. Number one, if they lose this revenue stream, it might be tough, but they can cope with it. Number two, if they lose this chunk of money, that will be a blow, but they can cope with that as well. There are provisions where something like that can be stretched out over time, and they're able to absorb it by really imposing some austerity and taking a hard look at some of the things that they're wasting money on right now.
Such as
inflated salaries for an overpaid city manager and an overpaid city attorney, and the whole wage scale that flows down from those overpaid positions.
Okay. One of the things that I found interesting was Mayor Sullivan says, my gosh, we're just going to have the people vote on this. Did you see that? I don't know if you saw that comment or not.
I thought,
well, that's interesting, because after what you've just said, that you said this 4 years ago or 5 years ago,
yeah,
is that why don't you just let the people vote on it?
Yeah.
And this is what they've said, is that they can vote to continue this.
They shunned that opportunity twice 4 years ago and decided to make a calculated gamble that they were going to beat us in court. And what motivated them was purely and simply the money. The longer they string this out in court, they're collecting the money in the meantime. And at this point, they've collected between $30 and $40 million just while the lawsuit was pending.
So if this – okay, so they've lost this part. So, okay, now they've lost other suits before too, our city has, and they've gone on under the credentials of Mr. Duvernay, who said, no, let's appeal this and at the library and a couple others and have lost bad. If they don't appeal this – what happens? Is this now, does it automatically, the money stops being collected, the money goes back? I mean, what?
If they don't appeal this, it will come back to the trial court here in the county. We'll have to have another hearing. They'll have a chance to put on some evidence or point to some evidence that's in the record. But I'm confident that at the end of the day, they'll wind up losing the revenue stream and also losing that block of money that I've been referring to. Mm-hmm. And then that's when the financial consequences will really hit home. What I'm actually expecting them to do, and I'd be surprised if they don't, is that they will at least make a request that the California Supreme Court hear the case. And we'll see if that happens or not. If it happens, fine. We'll go on and take it all the way through. And then we'll be back. And I think it'll actually go worse for them if they take it up, then if they let it stand the way it is.
How would it be worse?
Well, I think the California Supreme Court could actually give us a stronger decision than what we got from the District Court of Appeal. It's pretty hard for the courts to hand down harsh decisions for cities and counties and local agencies. That's always been the tendency of the courts in California to favor cities and local agencies. And that's why we keep having these repeated initiatives that come along every 10 or 12 years to pretty much correct sort of loose and slack decisions that have been made by the appellate courts that give cities and counties and so on a break. And then we have to sort of remind the judicial system, well, no, we really meant it when we said we don't want to pay illegal taxes. And that's what happened in Prop 26 that was adopted in 2010. And that change in the law was put in the California Constitution. And it really leveled the playing field now in challenging illegal taxes. And there really isn't a place for cities like the city of Redding to hide when it comes to collecting illegal taxes. And we really have some good legal tools at our disposal to stop the collection of illegal taxes. And now it's really coming to bear.
Okay. Our guest is Attorney Walt McNeil, who is the attorney of record for the payment in lieu of taxes case here in brought by the plaintiffs here in the city of Redding against the city of Redding and REU. And has just had a favorable ruling by the Third District Court saying is that indeed this is an illegal tax and to send it back down for more, send it back to trial. If I've made that concise enough. But there's a lot of other things that go along with this that have, of course, a huge impact on our city. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days.
And
it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Louder.
Yeah. Louder. Well, we're going to have a bunch of calls coming in right here. We have Eldon, our...
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:34 in the morning here, 42 degrees, and our phone line's here, 605-4567. You can't get in right now because they're all just jammed, but you can hop into our chat room, too, at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. The place to get your hair cut. I can't say enough about it. It's my place. It's Bob's place. It's the police place. It's everybody's place to get your hair cut. Right there. Great prices. Great, great haircuts and discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway, right there. Hey, I want to talk about the first annual New Year's relaxation celebration, Embracing Women Veterans. Now, this is going to be next Saturday from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. And there's already 100 ladies, 100 veterans, women veterans,
wow,
signed up for this thing. And we really want to put a big shout out. And this is for everybody. I want you to go down and say thank you to the to Jersey Mike's sub shop, who's providing the lunch, drinks, and, you know, chips and stuff like that to them. And a big shout out also to Trish Clark for helping us get the Frontier Senior Center, and of course Wind River, who is helping out on this too, Wind River Casino and Resort. But Jersey Mike's, thank you so much for what you're doing, and this is a big thing here. It's the first time, this is the first annual one that they've had coming out of different places. All right. Our guest is Walt McNeil. He is the attorney for the plaintiffs under the suing the city under the payment in lieu of taxes fee or tax that they've done. As Walt has said, 4 years ago, they went up and said, you know what, why don't you just let the people vote on this? The group of people that were going to bring the suit were blown off at that point. I guess that's the right thing to say.
That's the right thing to say.
And they said, no, we don't have to do that. Well, now the Third Circuit Court just ruled is that, well, guys, guess what? You've been doing an illegal tax. You've been collecting an illegal tax on the people of about $6 to $8 million a year. And not only that, but you may have to pay all that back. So, which is like $24 to $28 million, something like this. Walt. Wow.
Yeah.
This is huge.
It is big. And let me tell you something. This doesn't come as a surprise. It doesn't come without warning. It was put right out there to the city council. I personally went to them in public meetings and said, you know, please don't make us do this because we have to. We just cannot put up with this abuse anymore. And they, like you said, they blew us off. And they made the deliberate choice to roll the dice and see if they could just collect the money instead and suffer the consequences if the courts ruled against them. And now here we are. It was a dumb idea on their part. It's motivated by money, and they can't act surprised now or pretend that they didn't have full opportunity in the beginning and for the last 4 years to plan for this, to do something about it, to change course, to do the right thing. And what you see them doing even today is doubling down and actually making the whole situation worse instead of better. And it's a shame.
Okay. Doubling down.
All right, let's go to the phones. Charles.
On a six.
Charles, good morning. Do you have a question?
What is the deadline for the city of Reading to either file an appeal with the Supreme Court or not? Because obviously there's a deadline of some sort. I'm not sure if it's 30 days or 90 or 60 or what, but what's the deadline by which the city of Reading must make a decision whether they want to or not?
Sure. The way this works is that the city and the plaintiffs, for that matter, have 15 days from the date of the decision to ask the Court of Appeal to reconsider its decision in some way. A lot of times that's done just almost as a formality. I have, in many years of practice, never seen an appeals court actually revise its decision after a request. I suppose there's a slim chance that can happen. It's done almost as a formality, too, because it's done as a prerequisite virtually to asking the California Supreme Court to review it. So first you have this 15-day period to request reconsideration. Then that's followed by a 30-day deadline after the decision becomes final to file a petition to get review by the California Supreme Court. And once that petition is filed, then you have 60 days in which the California Supreme Court can decide yes or no whether or not they want to review the case. So, we're looking at something that will stretch out from here for another easily 3 to 4 months possibly. And then we'll know whether or not the Supreme Court will review it or not. If they review it, then it gets stretched out even longer. It could be another year or so. And, it's unfortunate these things grind out slowly, but that's just the way it is. But that's the timeline, just so you know.
You bet, Charles. Which could also mean if they keep collecting the tax and they're found to be wrong, that's just more money they owe.
Well, it's more money they owe, but it's also been part of their motivation. Mm-hmm. They seem to think they can beat people down in court, and the advantage to them is that they collect money in the meantime. And in the past, quite honestly, it's been the common strategy of cities when they're when they have illegal fees that are challenged, to simply continue collecting the fees until a court tells them they can't collect them anymore, because they get an advantage from stretching out the whole issue in litigation to allow them to collect money while the case is pending without any real adverse consequences mm-hmm. from having collected money in the meantime. This case is going to try to reverse that trend and make the city pay for the illegally collected taxes that they've taken from Reading ratepayers during the course of this litigation. And it'll be a huge change in the way that we motivate cities to actually pay attention to this in the first place and do the right thing.
And we've had comments from people who said, these are people that don't get – they're not the type to get into plaintiff-type things. It says the public has spoken for years about the illegal tax on our RE bills, and I commend a group of people who finally did something about it. Here's another question that's coming through also, and we discussed it. The elimination of the Electric Utility Commission right at this time.
Right.
Is this a coincidence?
I don't think so. It's a hatchet job, pure and simple, being done by the city council on the Electric Utility Commission. There is only one body or commission that we have in the city of Reading that even begins to act somewhat as a watchdog to try to keep the city council maybe on its toes, or keep them informed, or keep them knowledgeable, or keep the city of the people in the city of Reading knowledgeable about potential abuses in REU and abuses of the rates and so on, and try to correct that. The commission is designed and set up to help the people, and not necessarily just to serve, government and collect taxes. And because there's this sort of natural conflict between the commission that's there to try to help the people and the city council that wants to use REU as its own personal piggy bank for all of their little projects and expenditures, they're out to kill this commission. They've done a hatchet job on it recently. They had a meeting back in December where a whole bunch of people spoke against it. We turned them around, and they said, no, we aren't going to eliminate the commission. Let's bring it, but let's get some more information. So they brought it back. They secretly changed the agenda.
Yeah, Kristen, I think Kristen Schrader went in and said that's not what she meant or something.
Yeah, exactly. And where does that come from? So they changed the agenda that came up at the meeting about a week ago. And I question the legality of changing the agenda in that fashion, which could conceivably result in a Brown Act violation. And so they vote on the not only the information they received, but out of the blue, they vote to terminate the commission entirely. Now, that'll come back again first week in February. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's listening to this, I hope they'll turn out in numbers and tell the city council that it's time for this kind of abuse to stop. Keep the commission in place. Let's keep some kind of watchdog that looks after ratepayers, and let's stop the corruption in the city of Reading.
You've been privy to an email that was sent out by Barry Tippin.
Yeah. Interesting. The email went to the commissioners of the Electric Utility Commission and said, "You're done. It's too bad. It's all over. Thanks for your service. Don't let the door hit you on your way out." And what Mr. Tippin seems to forget is that the last meeting of the city council that voted in favor slipped in, I think illegally, an ordinance to terminate the commission was only the first step. And the second step is the meeting in February where they have to take the real vote to terminate the commission or not. So they're already jumping the gun. And you can tell it's a preordained conclusion that the city council is going to try to, complete this hatchet job and get rid of the commission, and get rid of the only voice in city government that tries to protect ratepayers.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Terry, you're up next, and then Mike. And we'll have you all back on as soon as we come back from the break. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Attorney Walt McNeil, who is leading a group of plaintiffs in the suing on the payment in lieu of taxes suit against the city of Reading. We'll be right back.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by We Liberator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:48 in the morning, and our guest is Attorney Walt McNeil, who is involved in as plaintiffs with a number of other people in the pilot payment in lieu of taxes lawsuit that's going on. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you too. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's interesting how basically Mr. Bassetti went on such a rant, and I just had a quick comment and question for you, and that is that he was the only person privy to the McConnell land deal. He was one of the people you appealed to come to their senses and put this to a vote. He also was the person that basically had this rant, what, concerned citizen, that now he's trying to vilify what you're doing and showing transparency, and a pretty interesting reaction. I wonder if it has anything to do with his ball field, just thinking. But very, very interesting reaction. And, you know, how can someone possibly vilify someone who is trying to protect the public and their money? I'd just like your response on that.
Well, I was out of town on work, you know, in another part of the state when he made these statements. So I can't say I heard it, but I guess all I could say is that Rick was there. He was one of the people that we did appeal to in the very, very beginning to do the right thing, to put it to a vote of the people, to obey the California Constitution, to make this something that the people of Redding will actually support if they want to pay it. But if they aren't going to support it, if they don't want to pay it, it shouldn't be in their electric rates. And for him to come out now at this late time and try to vilify anybody, I don't care who it is just ridiculous. And, you know, I don't know what his problem is, but I guess we won't have to worry about that for very long.
Okay.
He actually was quoted in the paper. It was in an article. It was almost was more than a paragraph of him ranting about the Tea Party and about Walt McNeil. Anyway, thank you for what you're doing, sir, and thank you for standing up for the folks.
Thanks, Terry. Okay. Let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, just a quick question. Is there anybody on the existing city council that back in 2010 or whenever you brought this to them that voted to continue taking these illegal fees? And thank you. I'll take my answer in the air.
Okay, Mike. Thanks. Or is there anybody on today's city council that voted for this that you talked to originally?
On today's city council.
So that's Francie Sullivan. Rick's gone. Patrick's gone. And so you have Francie and Missy. I think and Gary Cadd. I think Gary Cadd came in 12.
Right. And, you know, I have to sort of qualify some of my statements. Gary Cadd is the only council member who has sort of tried to follow the right procedure, who understands the importance of the Electric Utility Commission, and who understands the foolishness of the city trying to defend this illegal tax that is really only going to make everything worse for the city the longer they stop trying to face reality. The other council members, including the ones that have been there for a long time, have done nothing but try to beat down the opposition to this, whether it's in the newspaper or in the courts. by, you know, spending the city's resources trying to fight a losing battle, and then they have the gall to vilify, you know, people who stand up for their rights. Shame on them.
So we're not sure if any of the standing city council was on back then.
You know, I'd have to go back.
Yeah, I have to, too. Talked to him in 2010,
Francie right? Sullivan was there for sure, and maybe Missy MacArthur. We've had some changeover.
Oh, yeah. You got Tristan and Brent and Gary now. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Walt. Good morning. This is an interesting program. I'm sitting in a parking lot listening to it.
Well, that's what we want our people to do. That's what we want our people to do, to be driving, to stop, pull over, and say, wait, I'm going to stay hang in here for a minute.
Yep, that's it. Well, this is a very informative program. My question is this. You know, darn good and well, the members of the city council, past and present, are listening to this show this morning, as is anybody of administrative importance with RDU. Could we reasonably expect that anything positive will come out of the fact that they're listening to this show and the arguments that Walt is making? That's my question. I'll take it on the radio. Thank you.
Well, my answer to that is I wish it were true, but I seriously doubt it. And the only reason I really doubt it is because instead of taking a second look at this, instead of trying to do the right thing, instead of thinking about, you know, having people vote on it, instead of trying to figure out ways to deal with this properly, they are going the opposite direction. And the real sign of them doing that is the hatchet job they're doing on REU's Electric Utility Commission right now, because they're trying to get out of the way this group of really intelligent, really responsible people who are really the only kind of, you know, watchdog or canary in the coal mine, whatever you want to call it, to help out ratepayers in this city and help protect you against potential abuses in your rates and other problems with the operations of the utility. And they hope that when they get the commission out of the way, that just makes it easier for them to use REU for their own purposes, whatever they may be. And the worst aspect of that is using REU's resources and all the money that it has as their own piggy bank, you know, for their own favorite projects. And so instead of doing the right thing, they're only getting worse. And the action they're taking against the Electric Utility Commission is a clear sign that instead of good intent, they're acting on bad intentions. And that's just a very bad sign, I'm sorry to say.
Okay, Coach Bob. I think we just lost Coach Bob. Oh, okay, that's right. I was looking at the chat room. The chat room is just it's exploding in here about things going on. And one of them is pensions, and more pensions. Gosh, Walt, this is, the city seems, since we've been here, we've only been here about 7 years now, they've been embroiled in several lawsuits. One of them, which I found really interesting, was the library freedom of speech, where you had on one side the Tea Party, and on the other side, the ACLU, joining together in a lawsuit that they lost, and then appealed it and lost again.
Right.
And there's been several other lawsuits that they've been in that they have not done well in. The fact that we're here with this, and you're saying you'd be very surprised if they didn't ask the Supreme Court to take a look at it. But that just means more if they are found to be remiss in what they're doing, just actually more money they're going to have to pay back.
That's right. And, you know, by the way, this isn't a Tea Party lawsuit. It's a lawsuit brought by concerned citizens
right.
who pay inflated electric utility rates. And let me tell you about some of those other decisions that have turned out badly for the city of Reading. It's a result of two things, arrogance and bad legal advice. Put those two together, and that's a horrible combination, and they've paid dearly for it, and they're going to pay more for it in this lawsuit as well.
Hubris, you know.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Missy MacArthur is going to be our guest on Wednesday, and we're going to ask Missy about this because somebody said that she was there when you talked to her, when the first time around that she was there. I don't remember if Missy was there or not, but this is something to talk about. I think the Electric Utilities Commission, too, was pretty nonpartisan, I believe.
It is nonpartisan.
I mean, the people I know on it seem to be very nonpartisan.
They're really the smartest people around. Yeah. I mean, you have lawyers, you have engineers, you have
businessmen,
you have accountants. I mean, these are highly trained professional people doing an outstanding job, and now it's being cut short because of this city council, and it's disgraceful. And I hope it can be stopped at the February meeting of the council.
I hope so too.
Wow. I mean, I kind of feel like the earth is rumbling under my feet this morning.
Well, you know, the thing is it's something that could have such a huge impact on our community. And yet, people don't realize that yet, that if this goes on, I mean, this is like, whoa, there's $30 million, even if you have to pay it back over time. But then there's $6 million that's not going back in. And now people are starting to scurry because the article I read, Duvernay, didn't look like it said, like, well, yeah, let's go fight this. And he was kind of like, whoa. Kind of thing. But Walt McNeil, attorney here
keep
in town.
Keep in touch with us and let us know everything that's going on.
You haven't been afraid to take on the big guys.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Walt.
I do it all the
David.
Time.
Walt have come on a regular basis. Hey, this week, Missy MacArthur is going to be with us. Next week, Brent Weaver. We've had Gary Cad on. Of course, we're going to try and have our mayor on, Francie Sullivan. There's a lot of things going on, especially with the idea of terminating the commission. And if people are against that, you need to show up that night and talk about it. Though I have kind of a concern that once their minds are made up, that's it, because I've seen 20, 25 people talk about not moving the public comment, and it made no difference.
They need to know you care.
But they need to know. That's right. You know what? The city council does need to know that you care. And thank you so much for being with us, Walton, kind of laying out what this whole lawsuit's about.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Listen in here every morning on KCNR 1460, and you will be educated about what's going on in the North State.
We're going to take this one and throw it out on Facebook and a few other places, this whole interview, and so people can take a listen to it. All right, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. More than 4,000 flights have been canceled or delayed so far as the Northeast braces for what's being billed as a winter storm of historic proportions.
In preparation for the storm, airlines have already canceled about a third to 50% of flights to and from New York today.
Daniel Baker with FlightAware.com. He urges you to check ahead before going to the airport. Check the status of your flight online. Even the feds keeping a close eye on the approaching storm.
White House officials have been in touch with state and local officials up and down the eastern seaboard to ensure that they have the resources necessary to prepare for and then immediately respond to the storm.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest, he's also talking about that small drone that was found on the grounds of the executive mansion.
There is a device that has been recovered by the Secret Service at the White House. The early indications are that it does not pose any sort of ongoing threat.